Dispatch deploys AI agents to handle quoting and implementation work. In sum, what we know. Two agents at launch. The quoting agent sources carrier bids and normalizes pricing, while the implementation agent tracks installs and escalates when projects slip. Deep system integration. Dispatch runs on Lightyear's network inventory manager and connects directly to its expense management platform, syncing procurement and billing automatically. A multi-year roadmap, Lightyear plans to extend agents to cover renewals, MACT, and invoice disputes by around 2027, though governance and carrier response remain open questions. Lightyear has launched Dispatch, an AI platform the company bills as the first agentic system for enterprise telecom, complete with autonomous agents that handle quoting and implementation workflows for network services. The platform is available to all existing Lightyear customers. It's a notable step in the company's push to position itself as a telecom operating system. Software that actively manages the state of an enterprise network rather than just reporting on it. Enterprise telecom has long been managed through a patchwork of carrier portals, spreadsheets, and manual RFP processes, and legacy telecom expense management, TEM, vendors have mostly layered dashboards on top of that mess rather than fixing it. Lightyear argues that AI agents can execute the work directly, turning what it calls a system of record into a system of action. Whether first agentic platform for enterprise telecom holds up as a claim is harder to verify, and the real test will be how these agents perform across messy, multi-carrier deployments. But the launch does mark a clear philosophical break from the rule-based automation that has defined the category so far. The dispatch orchestration layer. Dispatch itself is the entry point, a natural language interface that sits on top of Lightyear's platform and routes requests to the appropriate AI agent underneath. IT and procurement staff can ask questions like, which circuits are up for renewal in Q4? And get answers pulled from live inventory, cost, and performance data, or build custom reports without touching carrier-specific tools. Every action an agent takes gets logged back into the system of record, which matters more than it sounds. Autonomy without an audit trail is a hard sell in enterprise IT. The interface is aimed squarely at non-specialists. That's a deliberate contrast with traditional TEM platforms, which generally require trained analysts to extract value from static, rule-based workflows. Lightyear's argument is that an AI-native design changes the interaction model entirely. Agents monitor data and events continuously rather than waiting for someone to trigger a report, and they can execute tasks rather than simply flagging them. Quoting and implementation agents. The two agents shipping at launch cover the front and back ends of telecom procurement. The quoting agent handles carrier sourcing and bid management. It pulls from Lightyear's proprietary dataset of carrier pricing and availability, requests quotes, normalizes the different formats carriers return, and delivers what the company describes as market-aligned options in hours. Compared to a manual RFP cycle, which routinely stretches into weeks of waiting and spreadsheet reconciliation, that's a meaningful compression if the pricing quality holds up. The agent also feeds its output back into the platform, so teams can analyze cost trends and negotiation outcomes over time, rather than losing that data to email threads. The implementation agent picks up after an order is placed, which is arguably where enterprises feel the most pain. Coordinating installations across multiple carriers and dozens of sites is notoriously disjointed. Missed deadlines and miscommunication lead directly to downtime and project overruns. The agent reviews project updates and communications across every active install, tracks milestones and carrier deadlines, and escalates proactively when something slips, opening tickets or nudging carriers and internal teams to keep projects moving. It's essentially an automated project manager for a job most enterprises currently handle with a shared spreadsheet and a lot of follow-up emails. Lifecycle integration. What separates this launch from a standalone AI tool is how tightly it sits on top of Lightyear's existing stack. The agents operate against the company's network inventory manager, which tracks more than 30 data points per service, IPs, contract terms, account IDs, and so on. That granularity is the foundation the agents work from, and it's a data advantage that generic automation tools won't easily replicate. The integration with expense management is arguably the more interesting piece. Lightyear launched what it called the first AI-native telecom expense management platform in December 2025, with global invoice ingestion, OCR-based cost extraction, and AI-driven variance analysis that flags overcharges or services billed against circuits that don't exist in inventory. Dispatch and its agents plug directly into that system, so ordering a circuit automatically updates billing recognition and invoice expectation parameters without anyone rekeying data. In legacy, workflows, procurement, inventory, and billing live in separate systems that drift apart until someone reconciles them manually, usually after the money has already gone out the door. The platform is carrier neutral and integrates via API with enterprise ITSM, ERP, and other operational systems, which keeps it from becoming yet another silo in the stack it's trying to consolidate. Long-term roadmap. Lightyear is targeting enterprise IT, infrastructure, procurement, and finance teams managing multi-site, multi-carrier networks, the organizations where telecom complexity actually justifies this kind of tooling. The company plans to extend agents across every stage of the telecom lifecycle by around 2027, with future agents handling renewals, MACD, moves, adds, changes and disconnects, invoice disputes, and more. An agent that detects a billing discrepancy and opens a dispute ticket with a carrier on its own is a genuinely different proposition from one that compares quotes. That's also where the open questions get sharper. It's unclear how carriers will respond to agent-led coordination, particularly automated dispute management, an AI that systematically catches and contests billing errors, changes the transparency dynamic in a relationship carriers have historically controlled. And enterprise adoption will likely hinge on governance. These agents have access to network topology, contracts, and financial data, and the failure modes are not trivial. An incorrect disconnect or a misrouted payment is the kind of mistake that gets an automation project canceled. Lightyear will need to show that its approval workflows and override controls hold up under real-world pressure, not just in DMOS. Against cloud-based network management tools and the broader wave of AI features being bolted onto enterprise software, Lightyear's differentiation rests on data depth, integration breadth, and actual autonomy. Table of contents.